Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by The Shay Man. He says, was really depressed, started listening to the podcast. I'm still depressed, just laughing now. Thanks, I guess. Thank you so much, The Shay Man.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic review. I like that.
As always, for the podcast.
Beautiful.
I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Toby on the telly.
Hello.
Swagger Souls.
Hello.
And that's literally it for the co-hosts, except that we are joined today by a special guest, Cryos Gaming, a.k.a. John.
Hey.
He's here.
They brought me in on the slow week.
Whoa, we finally got him on. Whoa.
Hey. Right.
This is our preparation episode because we are going to PAX this weekend, so we're recording this one in advance. And I was like, how can we get some easy content for an hour? I was like, ah, Cryos Gaming.
I'm easy.
But Zuck did not wake up, to no surprise, although in fairness it isn't the normal podcast day.
But he's still okay. He's still alive.
He's still alive and hope. He's okay.
We can hope.
He hasn't woken up.
Bad. He hasn't jumped off a building. He hasn't jumped off a balcony. He has no plans on it.
Yeah.
He's pretty safe.
Let's address that just real quick.
That's actually a good idea, yeah.
Okay, so I posted a video on my second channel the other day, which was basically a bunch of stories from months ago involving a trip we had to Sydney. Cryos was not there for that. Sorry, champ. But the
it's
last...
Okay. I was there during the stories.
The last story... Yeah, Cryos was in the session that we were telling these stories in. The last story that we told, mainly that Mason told, was the story of him getting up on a balcony...
like a fucking idiot.
Yep. And like an idiot. And basically pulling the sick prank on Swagger where he made him think he was going to kill himself.
And not sick in the good way, sick in the fucked up way.
Now that I say that out loud, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have put it in the video. Maybe.
I mean...
Maybe that, now that I said it out loud, I'm like, that is kind of bad, but it wasn't really that bad. Like, it was kind of like...
That is him laughing after the fact.
Mason, I have the whole video.
I would say it's okay because you know both the people that was like in the experience anyways.
Yeah, I mean, it was just supposed to be a joke, but he was so high he took it too far. It's not like he was suicidal or anything.
Yeah.
Or any of that. And he cringes when he thinks about how stupid it was. He also didn't have his phone for 3 days
because
he left it in a taxi, so he was going
and
insane.
And Mason needs his phone.
Yeah, he was going insane. I'd ask him what time was it. Oh, sorry. You go. We'll cut that out.
No,
we'll cut out the interruption. No, it's fine. It's all in post.
Okay. Also,
just don't cut it out.
We all scolded Zuckles heavily after doing this prank because of just how stupid it was. And because Swagger, for a split second, actually thought that Zuckles might have like been on the verge of jumping off this building. Look. We were this happened like a long time ago, like a few months ago.
Four months, five.
Yeah, and then we told the story to all our friends in a Discord call, like a couple months after the fact. You know, which was a time when we could all laugh at it and be like, "Wow, what an idiot! Like that's hilarious." So I had this footage on my hard drive just sitting there, and I'm like, "Well, I want to promote the podcast. I'll put it in a second channel video. This is pretty funny." So I ended the video on this kind of like dark note, but in my mind, I'm thinking, "This is funny, right? This is a good." A good meme, like something that we look back on and be like, ah, what a crazy guy. Not the case in my comment section. So many people in my comment section diagnosing Zuckles with all these fucking diseases, being all Shane Dawson on his ass.
Like, and thinking they know Zuckles more than his best friends know him.
Yeah.
Like, all of us, we're like a fucking family. We look after each other, but all these people think that we're just using them.
I don't know. I mean, people are just drawing... jumping to all sorts of conclusions and being like, how could you let him do that? You're such a bad friend.
That's just
and,
the internet.
Well, what
though.
Do you mean? I tried to pull him away from the fucking ledge.
They didn't understand that and they wanted to get on their high horse and be like, hey, it's not funny, bro. Like,
if Swagger was a bad friend, Zuckles wouldn't be able to tell that story. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
No, if Mason slept, he wouldn't have been able to tell that story. I had no control.
I mean, that too.
I just walked back
inside.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. If you're a bad friend, little nudge.
Just blow on him.
Good luck.
The point is, this was like, this received some backlash and it was kind of uncomfortable. And I was getting like actually very upset reading the comments because I was like, how are they not understanding that? Like, we're good mates and this was just a stupid prank. Like, how are they not getting this? So I'm getting like all upset at the comments.
You came into my stream just so that you could rant about it. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, I needed to get my energy. I wanted to like tweet about it or make a fucking Instagram video. I wanted to like just like be like, you're wrong to every single comment that was, you know, calling us out or, you know, misinterpreting the situation. But thankfully, I didn't do that. I went on Toby's stream and vented for a bit. Mm. I wrote a pinned comment. Manager Ryan made a tweet about it. And, you know, after that, people kind of chilled out. But I don't know. It's just frustrating when your audience thinks they know what's really going on and they don't. And they're very presumptuous. Like some of the, I don't know, some of the fans are just crazy like that.
Quick to judge, yeah. You know. And, you know, they're also concerned for Mason. I can't fault them for that.
Oh, sure.
It's just yeah.
Like if we had told that story like a month after it happened, it would have been, you know, received the way that we expected it to be.
Yeah.
But because, you know, it was after... You know, a lot, you know, the Mason's Mind episode and, you know, kind of like his mental health
and
was, yeah.
Breakdowns.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, it looked way worse than it was. And just the context wasn't right. And it doesn't help that we also promoted the podcast with that. And the last podcast was talking about how he was climbing buildings.
And now Zuckles isn't here because he didn't wake up.
But no, Mason's good. I call him a lot. We talk a lot. He's doing way, way better. He's definitely coming out of his state of mind, and he's a little bit more optimistic and motivated now. So everything's chill. We're going to have a good time at PAX. We're going to smoke a lot of weed, drink a lot of alcohol, get some bitches. And
but
then,
responsibly.
Responsibly with no balconies in sight.
First floor only.
Yeah.
It should be good.
Yeah, no, it'd be good. I mean, we often forget, or maybe people in the audience often forget, that Zuckles is actually like a little bit younger than all of us as well. He's only 19, so... sort of at this point where he's like trying to fucking figure out all this shit. You know, he's just started getting into girls, you know, like he's just discovered what his PP is. So, you know, he's
giving
a little
the
bit...
birds and the bees talk.
But, you know, we all look after him and we're all his mate and we got his back 100% of the time. So please don't worry about him, you know, like it's under control. Obviously, we only share with you guys the most entertaining aspects of our lives, which tends to be the times that are most fucked up because they make the best stories. But outside of that, we're all like a very solid friend group, and we do look after him, and we do make sure that, like, you know, he doesn't fucking get on balconies anymore.
That's number one concern.
It's like I said at the start, like, we are like a family, you know? Like, we all look after each other.
A pretty fucked up family.
A really gay, incestuous family.
Yeah, super a really abusive. Gay, incestuous family.
And
that's
abusive.
Us.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the whole Mason drama out of the way. Hopefully.
Anyways, thanks for watching Fitz Rant's podcast, guys.
Let's bring it back to the actual guest we have on the show instead of just, you know, letting them listen in the background to all of our internal problems.
All right, Cryos, I'm going to hit you with a fat question. All right? So when I saw you at Boston for PAX East, I noticed that you wore like 10 rings on your fingers.
Yes.
Why do you wear so many rings?
Well, I got one ring, the one that I wear on my middle left finger. I had just that ring. I was like, well, I kind of like this ring and I want more.
Did you get that just to flip people off in style?
No, my dad gave it to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, bet. Like,
oh.
So then I just started buying more of my rings because I liked the way they looked on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just kind of like a weird thing that I just started liking. Because my dad always wore like probably like 5 rings.
Right.
I just always thought it looked cool.
Damn.
So I just started buying a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, I would not want to get slapped by you or your dad. It's intimidating. You got some intimidating ass hands with those rings.
I'll spank you with them instead.
It was funny. Someone came into my stream the other day and asked me if I would ever wear like rings. And I was thinking about it and I was like, I would, but... I don't want to jank Cryos' style, man.
I mean, you can feel free to jack it if you want, but you better not walk around wearing some trash rings. That's it. Because I see people that like get rings and they look fucking awful, and it honestly bothers me. It like annoys
me. Dollar store plastic rings.
Yeah, and it annoys me that like I just see people like have these ugly ass rings on walking around thinking they're hot.
Just Cryos walking down the street, see some kid wearing rings, just goes, hoser.
So what determines a good ring as opposed to a bad ring?
I mean, I think any ring can be good. It's just some people wear too big, like Gucci rings. Some Gucci rings are fucking disgusting.
There's fucking Gucci rings?
Yeah, but they're like, there's these huge wolf heads. And like, I see people with multiple of them on, or I see people with like rings that just like don't make sense together. Like some that are like black with like blue stones, and others like this massive red gem on it that's silver. And it just looks weird.
Oh. I just shuddered at the thought of that.
Yeah. I don't know if you're giving me shit, but it's not a common thing. It's just like, it's annoying whenever I see it. I don't know. But like, I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, your rings suck. Like, they're expressing themselves, and I'm, you know, I have my own opinion, and I'm sure they could think my rings are garbage too.
Damn.
It's like when you have something that is like semi-unique to you, or like something about you that you are really into, and then you see someone else doing it, but at like,
yeah,
you know, at a shittier
and
level,
not doing it as good.
It's kind of like, yeah. It's kind of like
my dick.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, pretty much. You got a ring? You got a cock ring?
No, it's just very uniquely small. That's what it means. Like,
uniquely small for a blue whale.
I mean,
still
okay.
Small.
Weird flex, okay. So do you try and like pick up rings like that mark occasions or events, or just kind of when you see a ring that looks like you buy it, or a bit of both? Like,
I don't think most of the rings that I bought have been custom made from a guy in London.
Oof.
So they're not like super expensive. It's just, I don't really go ring shopping. I just kind of think of something, and like, if I see it, most of the time I'll like see somebody else with a ring, or like kind of like a ring like style, mm-hmm. I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, that's actually a really cool idea. Like, I think that'll go well with like these rings that I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
I'll either look for it, and if I can't find it, then I'll ask the guy if he can make it, and then I get a new ring.
How many do you have?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Total? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, yeah.
But I only
Are you
wear...
wearing them right now?
No, I put them in a case. Oh. I don't wear them when I'm like just sitting on my PC because they get annoying.
I could imagine.
I think I wear like 9? I used to wear 10 all the time, but now I just wear 9.
So in the rare occasion that you get yourself a girlfriend, are you going to buy a ring for her or give her one of yours?
See, I don't know. That's interesting. Probably buy a ring for her, because I don't know if I'd want to get rid of... Plus, I got fat fingers. I don't think it would fit.
You got to buy her 12 rings when you get married.
Right? Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And all on the ring finger. It's just
all
like
engagement
a,
rings.
It's just,
just a column.
She just has armor on her finger, pretty much.
Oh, that gets me hard. Women wearing armor?
Ooh. Do you want to talk about that?
Is it getting hot in this chainmail, or is it just me?
Chainmail cools me down.
Sorry, I don't know the proper name.
You have a very unique style, you know, like, and I really like that about you, that I just love the clothes you wear, like the big sweaters. And
well, it's just because I'm fat and I gotta buy oversized shit. That's the sweaters.
I just love your look, man, because it's like, it's thanks, fashionable, man. But different, you know.
Do you guys want like kiss already or something, or
yeah, I kind of do. I'm actually looking up flights to Australia right now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like, go to PAX Oz, dude.
I don't have a passport. I need to get one. I've been saying that for
fuck?
Like 3 years, dude.
Why do you have a passport?
I don't know. I feel like it's not as common for Americans to have passports.
Maybe.
That might be true,
It's because America is the best country in the world.
Yeah, like, why do you want to leave America?
I leave begrudgingly.
Yeah, and then you come back. Like, you haven't left permanently yet, and that's for a good reason, because America's number one.
You fuck leaving permanently.
Want to leave all those libtards behind, am I right, guys?
Yeah, fuck libtards. all sorts anyway. Of tards.
I'm gonna ask a real generic line of question and talk about your channel and ask you like when you started it and when you kind of like,
as long as they're not insulting,
of course not, always respectful. By the way, everyone, Cryos Gaming, it's just Cryos on YouTube. You're so close to 1 million subs. You're like 15k away. So
ooh.
If everyone who listens to this fucking goes and subscribes to Cryos, if you're not already, I
don't
then know
I'll only be 5k away.
I don't know why that's a bit of a I don't know why you wouldn't already be subscribed to Cryos, because your content's just fucking,
it's pretty much,
I don't know, it's outstanding.
Yeah, it's like also fits like the second channel fits,
yeah,
but not sellout and still more consistent uploads
and better editing.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
the editing's gotten better on your second channel though.
Yeah, my guy's doing good. He's doing good.
He's doing a lot of like zoom ins on fonts, I've noticed.
Yeah, he's killing text. It.
There's really something about your videos that stands out to me. It's just the fucking titles, dude.
the titles are,
they're so long.
I got tired of titling my videos like normal, like what happened in the game and then like dash Fortnite. I'm like, I want to think of more fun shit to do.
Yeah, I like this title.
And then I just started thinking of stupid ones.
I like we're sorry, the video you dialed cannot be reached at this time. Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't even know why I named it that. Yeah. That's the best part. I don't remember why I named it.
CSGO moments that will make you want to join the military or also the exact opposite.
I was writing a title. I'm like, is it illegal to like say to join the military somewhere? And I was thinking that in my head. I'm like, maybe I'll put also not. Just in case.
People see it on the side, but they're like, that's not even clickbait. I'm just confused. I want to learn more. What the fuck does that even mean? No, go subscribe to Kraus on YouTube. His channel is really dope. He's a good friend of
ours.
Yeah,
I mean, if you like our stuff, you're going to like his stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of overlap. That is Kryoz. Kryoz.
Yep, that's me.
Thank you for spelling. I mean, it's going to be in the title of this podcast. So
you know, people misspell this shit all the time. I don't know. Maybe have you ever considered that we might have some illiterate listeners, and that's why they're listening and not reading?
I mean, if they do exist, I'd like to purge them as quickly as possible. what can you do?
Next podcast is going to be text-based only.
It's going to be a transcript.
Yeah, just in Braille.
We should do a podcast in sign language.
Wait, if a literate person learns Braille, can they? I mean, I guess if they. Never mind. That's a dumb question because illiterate just means you can't read.
Illiterate can't read.
You haven't learned to read.
If you're talking about dyslexia, then maybe. I don't know.
That's what I thought. They're pretty much the same thing. Anyways,
they're very different.
Imagine being blind and dyslexic to touch. That's a rough one. Like, you can't even read the Braille.
Dyslexic to touch.
No, let's talk about the history of your channel. Let's talk about like when you started to want to make a channel and when like you actually made. You started out in World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah, I started long ago. Like this channel that I'm on right now was made in 2011, but I think I had channels like as early as 2008.
Damn.
Wow. Just like doing WoW content, and that's because I was in a guild called Dara McTyre, which at the time was like
nerd.
Thank you. Which was like a great guild because Swifty was in it. And like Swifty was like the number one. He was just like a huge YouTuber back in the days.
Right.
So I started with WoW. And I think that was to like, I don't even know the subs now because it feels like it was super long ago, but it also wasn't because I've just grown so quickly recently. I want to say like maybe 50,000 subs is when I transitioned to Counter-Strike.
To other games.
And like started. I think started playing with the other people.
So it was still on the same channel.
Yeah. Oh, well, I figured I skipped the other channels. The other channels are just like little channels that like I just posted WoW content. And I was like, eh.
You ever made a Minecraft video?
I did. I actually started a Minecraft channel before.
Really?
I don't think I ever. Yeah, because I didn't want to put it on this channel. And then I posted one video and never posted another one. And then just kept posting Minecraft.
Could you send that video to me? Do you still have that?
Maybe
that'd be fun.
I'll
to
use it in
later.
The podcast promo on Twitter.
It'd be so hilarious.
I deleted the video, but I'm pretty sure there might still be public ones. I don't know. I can send you one though. Whatever. I'll send you an unlisted one or something.
You all send it to me after the fact.
Yeah.
So you like got to 50,000 via WoW, and then you transitioned into
kind
of more variety content.
Yeah, around that. And then I just said, "Fuck it, let's post some Counter-Strike," and it worked out way better than I was expecting.
Right,
and I had like this weird channel of like WoW and CS for a bit.
Man, that's a really weird fucking hybrid.
Yeah,
that's really odd.
But then like CS started taking off like way better than my WoW was. Like WoW was just staying at the same. Like while CS was getting more and more, and then my channel grew a lot from CS, like a shit ton. Like that was my main game for a couple years. It feels like
same.
So. Did you transition after like meeting Smitty or after did that come later?
I actually don't remember exactly.
How did you guys meet? I might have asked him this on the podcast we did with him, but I don't think he actually told me how you guys met.
I don't remember exactly who we met through, but it was through like the Mini and Tyler group.
And were you friends with him IRL already? Or
no, I want to say I met Mini Lad through my friend Garrett. Jobless Garrett,
right.
Who just engaged to his girlfriend. Congratulations.
Hey,
congrats.
So I think I met Minnie through him, or he introduced Minnie to me. Yeah, I said that right.
Right.
And then me and Minnie just connected and we started playing. And then he brought me into the other groups and I played with them. And then I just kind of became a little bit more normal because we all played CS together, because they didn't really have many people that played CS in that group. They're all like Gary's mod people.
Right.
So then we played Counter-Strike, and that obviously helped my channel.
Yeah.
And then they kind of all quit Counter-Strike, and like I was still playing Counter-Strike because I wasn't getting invited to like the Gmod recording sessions or anything.
Oof.
And yeah. And this is like coming up around the time before like I met you guys and like started playing with you guys. So like this, and like I just was like spamming Counter-Strike and trying to do and like Polybridge stuff just to like get content out.
Yeah.
And it was super draining. Yeah. And like I was like getting to the point, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna have to like do something, like either just quit or like find something. And then I think I got invited.
Full time at this point? You were like doing this for like a full time job, or?
Yeah, I think I was living in LA at this time.
Right. Okay.
And then I just kept playing with it, or like I just stopped playing with him, but I just kept playing. And then I think this is like, I think Smitty invited me to a recording session. This isn't a perfect timeline. It's happened over a while, you know, but.
Yeah, sure.
I forgot what it was, but then I remember us playing together, and then.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Counter-Strike.
It's PUBG, I think. It's when PUBG, like when we first met. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, I felt so awkward that recording. I want to say Swagger was there too.
Yeah.
I know Swagger was in like some of my first recordings. And like when I was first around Swagger, he was like, so, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't do it. I'm too stupid.
Like intimidating? Or
yeah, like, yeah, intimidating. That's the exact
word. Are you serious? Dude, it's I love recording with new people for the first time because it's just so fun to fuck with them.
Well, the reason was is because, like, I saw the surf videos, like, before actually knowing fully, like, who you were. Like, I saw those surf videos while just browsing YouTube. So when I heard it was you, I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, is this guy? This guy said the N-word. Hell yeah.
This guy's a fucking badass. I want to do that.
That's fucked Let's up, be friends. Dude. My debut video on Anad's channel, it actually, like, oh, yeah. People were putting words in the chat for me to rap to, and I just said the N-word because it was in the fucking chat. I was like, can you stop putting that in the chat? It's throwing me off.
Hey, at least you've had a consistent career, you know?
Yeah, actually pretty good. No one can roast me for saying that word. Because I've already said it.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we're
get
both.
Get it out of the way. Yeah. Do you ever think that, like, we're going to move away, let's say, in, like, a year or two from kind of towards less, I don't like the word edgy, but less edgy content, less controversial jokes. And, like, let's say our career, like, lasts another 5 years and we're at some insane level together. Do you think that at that point people are going to dig into our past to right now and be like, holy shit, these guys were fucking crazy?
I have heard about the same shit today because of like shit that was happening at Adam 22 and like some other, like the Brother Nature or something.
Well, people are digging up people's old tweets left, right, and center these days. People just going through the archives like a fucking.
They just type in every profanity. They're like, there it is.
If we're all consistently scuffed, then we don't have to worry about it. If that's our brand, then they can't even shit on us.
We can't change.
But, I know, but I mean, like.
I never want to go family friendly. But I'd like to have more clever jokes.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. When we become more, I guess, like not as edgy, like stop saying, can I say, I don't know if I can say the other
ones. Sure. It's a podcast.
I didn't know if like iTunes or Spotify was mad, but like when we say like say faggot or the N-word and shit like that, I think if anything, that'll like slow down, but maybe it would be like a good thing because then maybe that means that we got better at telling jokes without having to use like these words.
Really recently, I've been thinking about this and I was thinking to myself, because there are certain words that I've just decided I don't want to say in videos anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not about what getting family friendly or anything. Well, it's pretty much just mainly the N word, right? I don't want that in any of my videos.
That's usually a default for most people.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's a good start.
But all I'm saying, I mean, because the other words we use, I don't really give a shit about.
Yeah.
I haven't been liking keeping retard in my videos. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know. Like,
really?
Retard's great.
You can't lose retard.
I feel like it needs to be another specific situation. I don't know. Like sometimes just it feels almost too
just
mean.
Use a synonym. Use a synonym. Are you mentally handicapped?
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Here's my argument for the word retard, okay? Normally when you're saying something's retarded or you're calling someone a retard, they're literally acting like a retard. So it's just plain descriptive. You know, like what's the problem with that, all right? Am I right?
Shut up, retard.
This entire comedy club is just crickets right now. No, I'm serious though. Like why Why can't you call someone a retard anymore? Why is that gotta be? Why have we gotta lose that one?
It's just
why do we have to lose Rensselaer?
Seriously, I love retard.
Losing all the good ones, man.
You know, there is always that worry that, like, you know, you stop saying something and then people are going to go back and be like, hey, he used to say this word. What the fuck?
I think people are more so going to be like, you know, it's been like a couple of videos since John said the N-word. You know, is everything okay?
These guys are lame now.
Yeah.
Dude, whenever I censored, people were literally like, I can't. Like, I started having to censor whenever I first got hit with demonetization.
Yeah.
And people were like, dude, I'm not going to watch if you keep censoring stuff. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
The thing is with that word, with the N-word, is that you say it, if you say it like a few times in a video, like, I don't know how many times I've said it in a video, it's probably less than like five, right? Would you say that?
But in raw recordings, it's a lot.
To all our listeners who are coming in from Spotify trending, we're not racist people, okay?
No, it's purely for humor.
It was for comedy.
It's like, purely comedy.
Debatable comedy, but, you know, comedy nonetheless.
Weird flex on the trending, but okay.
I always had an idea for this fucking joke. Just a poll on, like, live TV, like, if I've exhausted all my options and just don't want to live anymore, and I just want to, like, Jesus, take the black pill. Like, I just want to be like, take the mic and be like, hey, want to see me ruin my career in one word?
Whoa!
And just drop it.
Whoa, I got some editing to do. Whoa.
Something tells me it would be, something tells me it would just be fucking hilarious. At least to myself, just the look on whoever's face I'm being interviewed by, just... There's something about it.
I mean,
I jack off to that.
But
sometimes.
Maybe by the time that happens, that'll just be a perfectly okay word. Maybe it'll change meaning.
I hope.
Yeah.
It's a nasty word. The more Ninja's people use it, the less it. Nasty it is.
Ninja's trying to bring it back.
Negar.
Where I was going was, I mean, like, I've said it a lot from the respect of, like, you know, compared to how the amount that other people say it, right?
Yeah.
But because I've said it that many times, even though it's not necessarily that much, that's my reputation now. Like, I know that, you know, there are a lot of people who will describe me as
unnoticed
guy
who says
the
N-word.
Hey, and look, it's the guy.
Like, genuinely.
That's two censors now.
That genuinely happens on, like, Twitter and stuff, like, when people are, like, describing us.
Yeah, but...
And it's like... I don't have a problem with it, but it's like when people call me a racist or something, it, like, it does get to me a little bit.
They're just
they're
just retards.
Yeah. I mean, it is stupid. Yeah. But,
I mean, look,
you know.
It's very obvious. I watched this one video today. It was about, you know, comedy and censorship and free speech, whether or not, you know, you could make racist jokes or,
yeah,
you know, have racism as an aspect of the routine. And it was very interesting because... It was like I lose my train of thought and then I can't complete my sentence.
Okay, I'm gonna take over for you here, Big Chief.
just please cut that out until I regain my train of thought.
Look, what I've always I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts. I listen to a lot of comedians.
I remember now.
All right, you want to pick back up there, Chief?
All right,
it's all you.
Yeah. Should we splice it together or just leave all that between?
just leave it.
Fuck it. It's going in.
Oh, God damn it.
How high are you right now, dude? Finish your fucking sandwich.
No, shut up. Okay. The interesting thing of the video, now that I'm getting to my point, was that it's easy to pick up the context, is that if the context was clearly a joke, or if you pulled a fucking Kramer and literally screamed at a guy in the audience and called him the N-word and told him that back in his day, he'd tie ropes around them and put forks in their ass. Ooh. That's...
Kramer, why?
That's the solid difference there.
Yeah.
That there's context to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy to tell if there's anger in your voice. Like, PewDiePie got shit because he called somebody it out of spite.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a punchline to a joke.
No, I always say, it's like I always say, if it's funny, it's fucking funny, all right? Like, and obviously comedy is subjective, but, like, there's a very pretty clear line where most people are like, you know, any rational person looks at a joke, and even if they don't laugh out loud, they're like, oh, I can see, like, the angle there. Like, I can see how that could be kind of funny, like,
yeah,
to some people or to a specific audience, but... You know, if it's funny, it's fucking funny. And you can't give someone shit for that. You just can't. At least not in my opinion.
I mean, I feel like every joke, even, like, offensive or not, like, I mean, I know you don't have to take offense if it's a joke, blah, 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 but, like, people are gonna take offense no matter what.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with that either. Like, let's say, you know, fucking something horrific happened to a family member of mine, like related to some specific disease.
Yeah.
If I go to a comedy show and I see someone on stage telling a joke about this disease and making light of it, I'm probably not going to laugh at that. I'm probably like, well, that's kind of a bit close to the bone for me. But you know what? I'm an intelligent person. I have reason. And I understand that, like, he's not singling me out or personally attacking my family member. So I'm going to take this on the chin and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and that's the problem that lots of commenters online have. And that's the problem that a lot of people who don't understand offensive comedy have.
It's they think our content is, like, exactly us. Like, we'd do this in real life if we were just walking around or something.
Yeah.
I think that's what they take it as.
I mean, I think we do.
I mean, not in public.
Yeah.
As long as the jokes are clever and they're not just for, you know, shock value, because it's lazy just to have, you know, like, knock, knock, who's there? Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
That's a word you shouldn't say. Then, you know, it makes you look like a fucking idiot.
I thought of this knock, knock joke last night.
All right.
It's pulling up on your notepad of knock, knock jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That's all I got, so fart.
I'm
you
sorry,
guys have
I did
to
not...
finish it.
Is very that comical.
Wait, are we supposed to
continue?
That's gross.
Oh, no, it's, well, you guys
that's all
it.
I got, so fart who?
And then I'd be neither one of us made a lot of progress. because that's all I got fart too. Okay. But yeah, you got ruined because Fitz is retard.
I didn't realize that. I forgot there was another half to the knock-knock
you
think format.
The punchline,
you call yourself a comedian?
Yeah, I'm so used to telling jokes in that format that I've literally forgotten the original format of the knock-knock joke.
And you call yourself a comedian.
Hey, you know, what can I say?
Do you call yourself that?
I like to, no.
Neither do I.
Only privately.
I'm an internet comedian.
What was I going to say?
No idea.
I don't know.
Crying now in the club.
We were talking about being offensive. No, and what I was going to say is I think I am guilty looking back. When I look back at some of my videos or when I see people react to some of my videos on YouTube, which is happening more and more now, like older videos of mine.
Shout out Pokemon.
There are jokes that come up and I'm like, oh, that was actually in poor taste. That was actually, I don't think I hit the mark with that joke there. Kind of wish I didn't do that. But, you know, that's just what it means to grow as a person.
Yeah.
And as a quote-unquote comedian, you know, because as I was saying last podcast, most comedians go through like a fucking 5 to 10 year journey before they're headlining shows, you know, like seriously, they're on stage just bombing, just trying shit out, throwing shit at the wall like we do at our sessions and just fucking most of it not hitting.
Hoping it sticks.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's the way I look at it. If it's fucking funny, it's funny.
Yeah.
And if you look back in a couple of years and you think actually that wasn't funny, hell, you grew as a person. Pog champ, you know.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. So you know,
it's like the Philly D black person in a movie theater skit. Remember that?
What is that? No, I'm not.
I'm pretty sure he did like an impression of black people in a movie theater and how like they were obnoxious and talking loud.
Oh Jesus!
And Tariq Nasheed, you know, threw that at his feet and was like, "Explain this, Nazi." And then he was like, "Oh well, that was like 10 years ago,
and it was a joke.
Different."
Yeah, Felitti's got like a really horrific track record for offensive comedy in the past.
Yeah,
right?
Kind of surprising. He's said it himself though. Like he's always owned up to it. Whenever like things like that come out, he's always like, "I have a lot of things and I keep them up."
Which is how you handle it, right? You just say, "Look, it was for comedy back then. I'm definitely bigger than that now. What are you gonna do? I grew up, fucking whatever." And that's exactly
off,
I think
faggots.
What we will do if in 5 years we start getting shit for old content. We'll just be like, "Hey, like that was actually pretty funny at the time. It's not so funny now." Suck my fucking dick, retard. You know, like that's probably what we'd say.
Yeah.
And then nay nay on it.
Yeah.
And then nay nay.
Wait, what's going to be the new big dance in 5 years?
It will still be the floss, 100%. That thing's got longevity.
Put a gun to your head and pull the trigger dance. Two moves.
That's my
that
favorite.
Is just weirdly close to home. Yikes. let's bring it back to the guest.
Hey.
Did you work any jobs before YouTube? Any jobs?
Not officially.
What does that mean? Like dealing drugs?
I did graphic design work, and I did some landscaping and like mowing lawns with my mom during the summers.
Right.
But that's about it. I applied at a CVS. No, it wasn't a CVS. It was an Apple. Was it? I forgot what it was. It was some grocery store. I applied. I never heard back. So I said, "Fuck them. I'm gonna show you what it's like." So eventually. My plan with YouTube is actually to grow big enough and buy them out and then just ruin their company. So
wow,
really
diabolical.
No, I don't even think they're. I haven't seen a store. Actually, I guess I moved. That's probably why I haven't seen them.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, because how old were you when you went full time on YouTube?
I mean, I guess I would consider like, I would say full time would probably be when I was like 22, because that's when I was moved out living on my own.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's when I had enough to like survive.
Yeah.
And not, you know,
like pay monthly rent.
But probably I was still making like that same amount before that. But back then, I mean, obviously wasn't much.
Yeah.
But luckily I had a good deal in LA. I had a, it was a small room, but big enough, but it was like cheaper and it was like $400 or $500 a month.
Yeah. So that's the, yeah. You and Smitty both haven't fucking worked regular jobs. You lazy assholes.
Did you, have you?
Yeah, I worked for a year at a restaurant. I love to brag about it. What's up? I'm Fitz.
User.
Same here.
Yeah, and you uploaded every day pretty much until recently.
For a long time.
Yeah. How long was the streak? How many days in a row?
I don't know the exact days, but I think, I want to say it was like a little bit over 1,000 in a row.
Fuck.
That's a lot of days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I tried to go, like, I did math to the best of my ability, but for people who've been watching me for a while, they know my math is suck.
Uh-huh. Same.
I'm doing finger guns at him right now.
Wow.
But I try to like do it the math so like I knew which page I had to go to see like a certain date. You know what I mean? Like I was like, mm-hmm. what day was this? This many? And then blah, blah, blah. And I try to figure it out, but then it was like even further back than I thought.
Right.
So I think private videos and unlisted videos. So I'm guessing it was around 1,000, probably like 1,100 days maybe.
That's crazy.
So you did all the editing yourself?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's also while I was working for Gold Glove.
Wait, you worked for Gold Glove?
Yeah, I edited for Brennan.
Oh, fuck, I had no idea.
I think not last year, but maybe 2 years ago is when I stopped working for him.
Interesting.
I don't remember.
Right, like editing his videos for his channel?
Yeah, I was editing his main and his second channel videos while also working on my channel.
Damn.
And I did that for 2 years, and it was dailies, pretty much almost daily on every single channel.
You must have an insane time management skill.
No.
No?
He's got an insane work ethic, that's for sure. It's one of the things that everyone should admire about Krause. It's like his work ethic is just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had it.
Like I'm gonna get something done if I'm set to get it done.
How many hours do you think it takes you to record footage and then edit it? And then upload it?
I mean usually whenever I edit it's probably like an hour and a half to 2 hours of footage. So I'll just say that long for recording.
Yeah.
And then for editing, depending on the game, anywhere from 4 to 8 hours.
Damn.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Daily.
It's not daily anymore, luckily. Back then, it was like maybe 3 or 4 hours. So I thought you meant now. But back then, it was like 3 to 4 hours. Just because I did a lot less.
Did that ever stress you out?
Kind of. But I didn't. I don't know. I don't know when I'm stressed.
Did you ever have to? Did you ever struggle with burnout and demotivation?
I think if anything, I'm dealing with that more now.
Really?
Than I was back then.
Yeah. Well, you recently stopped posting every day. We kind of talked about this briefly, but I think the reason was because you just kind of wanted.
I just wanted to put more work in and yeah. like have more time. Because like, because when you first met me, Fitz, like I know I don't. You probably watched a couple back then. I don't know.
Yeah, I was
like, I did not. It was literally just chops. There's like no music. There's maybe some pans.
Yeah.
And like zooms. But there's like no subtitles. There's no fancy editing. Like nothing like a year ago in my videos, yeah. I don't think. Maybe a year ago.
It was
now.
Just cut up in order kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, after you started playing with us, you started stepping it up and you just
well, yeah, because I'm like, okay, people are coming to my channel. I got to make sure my content's presentable with what, you know, they're used to this stuff. I got to make mine at least like something.
Yeah,
luckily I don't think I've lost like the flow of them. I still pretty much like chop up the same way.
Yeah,
and piece them together the same way.
No, they're better than ever, dude. They're better than ever.
Yeah. Thanks, really good.
Thank you.
But yeah, you kind of gradually after meeting us and your channel kind of, you know, speeding up in growth, like the quality just kept on getting better and better. And I was watching your videos like, holy shit, when the fuck is this guy gonna stop making me look bad? Like I'm getting comments like, how come it takes you 2 weeks to post a video and Krause can do it every fucking day? I'm like, shut up. It's cause I have better jokes than him, okay? Fuck.
See, with the key, I just include every joke over that whole week that you're working on that one video. I get them all out.
Yeah, you fucking doink them all.
Yeah. Well, now with your second channel, you get some footage out quicker than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird how like slow I use footage now.
Yeah, it is weird.
I use it so slowly.
Although you, like Smitty, belong to a bunch of groups, so you have like a bunch of footage.
That's also very true.
Various groups.
Yeah, I recorded like 6 hours of Uno in one day.
Fuck.
Well, one game was like an hour long. But
is Uno fun?
I enjoy Uno. It's just like, it's such a simple card game, and you're playing with friends, and it's, you just give them shit the whole game. Like, you just, you annoy your friends. It's so great.
I would love to do a Mario Party session.
I need to get a Switch, but yeah, I'd be down.
Is that like online?
No, yeah. Just, you know, do it in a fucking house.
Oh, okay.
Is it online?
Can't you do Mario Party online? They released a new Mario Party on the Switch, didn't they?
Online?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sure.
I could have swore they released a new Mario Party like maybe a week ago. And
I have
like
no
for
idea.
The Switch.
I don't play like Nintendo anymore. What am I, a baby?
Nintendo's great, dude.
Might as well be playing Fortnite on the Switch.
Ooh. Topical.
I feel like when you are uploading every day or close to every day, you kind of need to be part of multiple groups on YouTube, or at least have one solid group that is just really big.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I find that personally, like, I would upload more, but I'm really shit at getting solo content, and two, it's just, you know, it's hard to find people to play with every single day, or like, you know, get enough people to play to get footage out for every day, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like because you and Smitty have multiple groups, you know, you are able to,
yeah, it's definitely easier,
you know, get a bit more content out.
Cause like, yeah, you know, I have like a group I play Rainbow Six with, the group I play, you know, like golf and Uno and Scriblio and all that stuff with, and like,
yeah,
Counter-Strike, yeah, and more Rainbow Six. And like, I just have groups for games.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I want you guys to start playing other games too, just cause I think you guys will enjoy them.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, I'd be down.
I love your Pictionary videos and your Uno videos.
Oh, dude, Scriblio is fun as hell.
Yeah.
I would love to play that shit.
Scribble, the only downfall of Scriblio is it gets like smacked with demonetization.
Really?
Yeah. Like, from what I've noticed.
What pictures are you fucking drawing?
No, I think there were so many like fucked up and weird drawings that eventually like YouTube was just like, we should probably just demonetize
this. Machine learning was like, what the fuck is this?
You get like the card for what to draw. It's like, okay, Vietnamese man's open anus. Awesome. All right.
Well, let's start right now. Let me get out my tablet.
See how that looks, first of all. Okay, I can trace that.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure simulation on this app? Okay, that's cool.
Now, though, for sure, down to branch out, because, you know, second channel, anything's
a go.
You
played golf with us once, Fitz.
Yeah, one time. I enjoyed golf. Golf was good.
You still have it? That's still second channel content right there, dude.
I think I deleted it because I needed space, because I refused to buy new computer parts because I'm lazy.
I'm with you right there.
So
the golf footage was the first footage I got Blue to edit for me, because I just had no idea how to edit it, and it was
and you still don't.
It turned out into a really good video. Yeah, and now I haven't edited full time.
That's one thing I don't know if I could, like, it's so, I'm kind of like with you, Fitz, how like you have a second channel editor, but you still pick out everything that goes in it.
Yeah,
I totally understand that.
I feel like I would, yeah, I don't know, it would be hard for me to give up full creative control.
Oh yeah, it's hard.
I don't know how anyone would ever do that and like be okay with it.
Definitely like lesser people, you know.
Yeah, 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 obviously. I mean, I've been doing it from the beginning, you know.
Yeah,
so like,
well, you also
like,
just hate editing.
Yeah, so. And I hate editing, so like when people say they, you know, they don't think an editor could get the same style as them or like get their style, my style is Blue, you know, like my channel style is what Blue is.
Yeah, I think my favorite part about like just your channel in general is kind of like you literally have almost no involvement in it, and it's just kind of funny. Like, it's but it looks, at the same time, it looks like super professional still. Like, you have like super,
yeah,
good thumbnails.
I have someone that does thumbnails for me. I have an editor.
It's just funny that like
I use vidIQ to do all my tags.
Oh, really?
I mean, I feel like that's like a great way to do it. Because do you still see yourself more as a streamer or a YouTuber?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so, I stream every day.
Yeah. Which is, you know, most streamers who stream every day have that system for YouTube where they
have an editor
who just manages the channel.
No, I mean, it definitely makes sense that you have it. It's just yours compared to like other channels that do that. Like, yours looks like they were recorded and not highlights, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's largely because of the people I play with.
Yeah, we are really funny and super humble, so it's cool.
Dude, I was watching over those CS sessions we recorded over the weekend. I was like, these are banger sessions, man. These are fucking funny.
Were they?
It was nice to see.
Wait, when did we play
CS?
Yeah,
they were fucking. We played.
Oh, yeah, and then we played like Blackout right after. Whenever. Yeah. Okay, I remember.
Blackout was fun.
Dude, Blackout
was the
super
first time
fun.
I'm playing Blackout where I was like, that was a great session.
Dude, we were having some good moments,
was,
too.
Was that the same night that I was editing and I was really, really high, and I just sat in the two matches and didn't say anything?
Just steaming away, just like,
dude,
out.
I was cooked. I was really cooked.
I could tell.
I could tell
when you're
face.
Too cooked. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking interesting.
I just didn't want to open my mouth.
Sizzling.
I honestly forgot. I didn't even know you were in there until Fitz said, oh yeah, Swagger like is super high, he might not talk a lot or something. I actually didn't even know you were in the game. I
that
feel like
so
I didn't
uncomfortable.
Hear it yet.
It was so uncomfortable. all that was on my mind was just dumb high shit and how I'm going to edit my video.
Yeah.
Because that's all I was doing.
Dude, weed for editing is so good.
It's a lifesaver, dude.
That and sleeping, dude.
I'll smoke weed at 10 p.m. I'll bang out my video until like 3 or 4 a.m. And then I'll go to sleep with another hit of weed. And then
I find it really interesting that you guys say... that weed is great for editing, just from the I believe it. It's just something that I hear and I'm like, wow, that's surprising to me.
I mean, some people get real productive on weed, you know.
Yeah,
some
it's just interesting,
you know. Doing subtitles sober is like sticking toothpicks in my eyes and squeezing the juice out like I'm popping a pimple. It's terrible.
Fitz, how much does everyone here hate doing subtitles?
I hate it.
Toby, you excluded.
Oh, it's the worst, man.
Like, on a scale of 1 to... like, if you could quit doing subtitles right now, would you? Like, completely quit?
Yeah. If I could do it without, like, freaking out about the quality of my videos, yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Or getting them, like, the way I want them, you know? I'd fucking... yeah, I'd do that.
Like...
yeah, they've gotten super tedious.
I hate them sober, but when I get high and I put on, like, a beat tape or I put on, like, an album... and I'm listening to a whole band's discography, dude, I just get in the zone. And I just have a blast, like, writing these subtitles out. Like, I'm actually having fun writing a transcript of my entire video in color-coded fucking text for each person. I don't know why, dude. It's just I get put in, like, a tranquil, meditative mode.
Do you use Vegas or Premiere, Swagger?
I used to use Vegas for, like, the year that I started. And then afterwards, I think I made the transition to Premiere since my 300K special.
Okay.
Which was, like, last year.
Yeah. I made Cryo switch to Premiere. I was like,
it's so much
better,
isn't
it? I wish I could go back to 2017, dude. The 2018 version actually, like, sucks. But I cannot, like, I can't go back because a Windows update fucked me over.
It's not that bad. You get used to it quick.
18 just feels so much laggier.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, dude. I mean, you gotta Alt-S fucking religiously in that program.
Alt-S.
Like, after every subtitle. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Alt-S for saving. Oh, you mean, control?
No, that's Control-S.
All right. Let's not get into too much technical jargon, because people at home are just like, what the fuck are these nerds talking
okay,
about?
Okay, yeah. Anyway, Swagger, back to my question. How much weed would you say you smoke a day? Just curious.
You'd be surprised. I mean, a lot of people think
do
that...
Do you smoke every day?
I smoke every day.
Fuck yeah, he smokes every day.
I used to smoke daily. I used to smoke a lot back in college when I was putting out surf videos and shit in my dorm room.
Yeah,
I'd smoke up to 3 to 4 times a day. We'd go through an eighth in like maybe 2-3 days.
Okay.
Nowadays, I mean, I got a friend. He hooked me up with an eighth, and I was like, oh, cool, I have my own pipe, and I have this weed, I'm going to grind it all up, I'm going to load the pipe full, and I'm going to smoke it. I incapacitated myself, like, I completely fucked myself up, because the weed he gave me was super potent.
I feel like I get higher from hitting a pipe.
Dude, I got no work done. I woke up the next day in a fucking daze. I was like, okay, note to self. Don't have that much. So now what I do is I'll fill it up maybe a quarter, maybe half with ground weed, smoke that, which is really just 1 or 2, maybe 3 hits. And that'll do me for pretty much the night. The night that I edited that video, I smoked 3 separate times. But, you know, I've had an eighth for the last, I'd say the last 2 months. I've had an eighth that I've just been working on.
Huh.
And I have another fucking eighth, too, that he gave me, because I gave him a ride.
A fun game for Swagger's audience at home is to watch Swagger's videos and try and figure out how high he was when he was editing the video. Because, like me, I know Swagger very well. I can kind of tell. I'm like, he was fucked when he was editing the shit, man.
My latest video, dude, it was really mediocre. I had mediocre footage, and I had a restricted time span. And I was like... oh, this video shit. It's gonna be shit. Everyone's gonna fucking hate it. People are gonna fucking hate it. People are gonna hate it. I was gonna call it mediocre CSGO moments, but I decided against it last minute. But my comment section is just filled with people saying yeet with like 1,000 fucking uploads. So
perfect.
I'm pretty sure it was well received, or at least well received well enough. I hate putting out content that I think is subpar as I'm making it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst mindset to get in while you're making.
It's just I'm forced. I was forced to. You know, I have a fucking deadline.
Yeah.
And I'm going to PAX. I wanted to make sure I'm not starving my fucking audience of content for 3 weeks.
Just do what I do and just don't have a deadline. It works.
Yeah,
great.
Just don't upload ever. Yeah, it's perfect. This works
like
so well.
If I get that feeling, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take 2 more weeks to record footage and hope I get some banger jokes. And if that
I can't wait
work.
For the Also Swagger Souls channel.
Oh, man, the second channel is saving my life right now, man. It's like fucking just the best thing that's ever
in
happened
in your bank
to me.
Account.
In my bank account. Yeah. And also, you know, just like for putting my mind at ease.
This was brought like, to you by War Robots.
I don't give a fuck, man. I had to put bread on the table for my fucking kids. Man, fuck you.
You gotta fix those leaky fucking pipes that are fucking rattling.
Can you
That's
hear?
What you should be spending it on.
The pipes are kind of going again. I don't know if people can hear it at home, but they are rattling, so sorry about that.
I can hear them, so.
Okay, well, there you go. Fucking, Get we're fucked. Just dealing with it, I guess.
Sounds like aliens are fucking touching down in your backyard.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised you. I was expecting you to smoke a lot more, Swagger.
Dude, I mean, it's just that meme that I smoke weed and then I smoke a lot of it. I smoke it regularly, okay? I'm not Snoop Dogg fucking cheating on this shit, okay? I'm not Honda Deal for Vets fucking
well,
Joe
I'm more
Urban
surprised that you've
doing...
had an eighth for 2 months.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. Usually I'd run through that shit easy, but
yeah, that's
I don't
the
know,
part
just,
I'm more surprised.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just the weed's really fucking potent. Like this guy,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was Platinum OG.
You're just smoking pure pesticides.
And AK-47. Oh, I hope I'm smoking pure pesticides. Nothing's better than popcorn lung in the morning.
Ugh, stoners, am I right, audience? These guys just
don't fucking talk.
Fits strains.
We are not. We haven't even spoke a single strain yet. We haven't said a strain.
He was just talking about AK-47s and whatever.
Fuck,
fucking no, man.
Swagger, why'd you ruin the past?
Look, I don't know. I would like to. I like the idea of maybe trying smoking or getting high while editing, but I'm also just.
Yeah, it can
know,
also
my,
be weird
my,
for, like, just doing it randomly.
Yeah, my workplace has always been such a, like, zero-drug zone, my apartment. Like, I don't do shit in New Zealand, really, except for a couple of, you know, maybe a
little
whiskey
bit of cat.
Now then.
Oh.
Yeah, just a bit of PCP on the side. Okay.
I mean, that's it. That's not too bad. That's why I usually keep my shit downstairs, because I don't want it in my office, because I don't want it to be readily available. But, yeah, anyways. That was my only question.
I do want to, at some point, I want to try doing a recording session while high. I think I'm curious what the footage would be like.
You said that like you didn't want your parents to hear it. Like, oh,
I'm looking around your room.
It's because I heard footsteps walking down the hallway as I was saying that.
Surely they fucking know you've done shit by now.
Of
like,
course.
They know I've done stuff.
Yeah.
Do they know you've done fucking acid?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was going to say, if they know that, then I'm sure they'll be okay with you smoking weed.
Yeah, would you be open to tripping acid with us someday, Chris, by the way? Cause
I'd be down, yeah.
We love acid over here on the Misfits Podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Is you down? Want, hell yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
why not? Unless, like, you can't... Do you have to be in a good mind state?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Speaking of mind state, I want to talk about your sleep schedule real quick and how that's going for you. Because I love talking about sleep schedules on this podcast.
Good segue.
No, but... Chris, like, I don't know, it must be a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about your sleep schedule and how it's been, like, fucked for years and you've just never been a good sleeper and you're, like, a pot insomniac. Like, how's that treating
it's,
you? How the fuck do you... How do you be so productive with such a fucked sleep schedule?
Well, that's why I was... So I worked till 7 in the morning.
Fuck.
Like, almost every night. Then I woke up at, like, 12 or 1 to up, like, make a thumbnail for my video.
Jesus.
And just kind of did that and I was, like, used to that. But my sleep schedule is getting better. I'm getting tired at like 2 or 3. Like I went to bed at like 5 yesterday just because my video had an issue that I had to take care of. But I like naturally woke up today before my alarm, just like waking up after I guess enough sleep. But like my sleep schedule's gotten better. But what sucks is like trying to fix everything at the same time, like editing schedule. I'm also trying to like cut caffeine out. So like I'm dealing with these headaches.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing too much at once right now.
Because you were a big energy drink abuser, weren't you?
Nice sugary ones.
Horrific problem.
And then I cut those out and now I'm on fucking just sugar-free stuff and less of them. So it's a work in progress, but yeah, it's happening slowly but surely.
Do you like find yourself with much free time with this crazy, I don't know, upload rate?
Right now, yeah. Ever since I went every other day, I definitely have more free time. I still don't use my free time effectively. Like when I woke up, I always tell myself that when I wake up, like on the day that my video goes live, that's when I should chop up my video. And then later on in the night, I can like start putting in editing. And then the next day, finish it up and then it's ready.
Yeah.
Like for upload the next day. And like I have that night to just chill. But it still kind of is the I start working earlier and I finish earlier, but it's still not good enough to where I want it.
That's something I struggle with a lot because I have an editor and because I don't have to, you know, work on, you know, cutting up my videos and
struggle.
Stuff. It means that, no, what I'm saying is it's not a real struggle. It's a stupid struggle to have, but it means that I struggle with finding ways to use my time effectively.
Yeah.
It's something I've talked to Fitz about a couple of times. It's like, because I realized this, actually Fitz explained it to me and it made total sense, because I will often go to Fitz or to Ryan or something and I'll say, hey, I want to do this. And it's always all these ideas. And it was just pretty evident that I was just looking for some way to fill my days.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was actually why I've started streaming a lot more than I've always streamed every day, but now I stream a lot more during the day than I used to. Mm-hmm. And it's because I'm just trying to use my time.
Well, it's
because
if you just pawn off of your work and you don't
have
anything productive in your day, you'll just feel devoid of, you know, any purpose in your life, and you'll just fucking get sad. I guess it's like the thing.
I think my biggest issue right now with like my free time is honestly World of Warcraft. That's the worst part about it, dude. Even though the game is just doo-doo right now, but I still play it every day for like hours.
It's that MMO addiction, man.
I miss it, and I want to play it and watch it get better, but I feel like it's not gonna.
Which game?
World of Warcraft.
Wow.
Oh.
My starting game. The game that I played for 9 or 10 years? 9 or 10 years.
Damn. I booted up old school RuneScape the other day and I told Jay, and his reaction was the same reaction someone gives someone when they tell them that they've started using heroin again. He's like, oh no. Why would you do that?
Bye-bye upload schedule. Someone's got to
call your therapist Fitz.
I just wanted that nostalgia hit, man. I was like, all right, I'm going to load it up and just fucking, you know, see what happens.
Kill
played for a couple
off,
hours.
Get that DX, go fucking farm some teaks. There you go. 99 woodcutting, less than a week.
I've been good, though. I play it like once a week, maybe, if I just feel like I'm pretty good at managing that.
Well,
now,
how long can you spend on RuneScape? Like, I've never played RuneScape, so I'm honestly not sure.
I have a friend that I went to high school with. He, oh my God, dude, he was into RuneScape. That was his shit. We'd Skype call all the time. He'd be playing old school RuneScape and doing the shit. I remember during high school, he was like, oh, dude, I'm going to get rank 1. I'm going to be first to 99 agility on Iron Man. And I was like, okay, good luck. And so I'd go home every day. We'd get off the bus. I'd go inside. I'd fucking put on my headphones. He'd call me on Skype. I'd be fucking playing Minecraft or some shit. And then he'd be fucking doing the agility courses in Varrock and shit. And I just hear him clicking and doing ticks. And then he would watch the entire Hell's Kitchen. He watched the entire Gordon Ramsay Hell's Kitchen series, season like 1 through 10, as he did it for like 3 or 4 weeks. And he got to 90, he was on 97, and then a guy passed him, got to 98, and he's like, fuck. He goes, it's over, like, it's fucking over, I wasted my time, I'm not going to get it. And I was like, well, why don't we just fucking report the guy for botting? What if he's botting?
What?
Is that going to work?
No.
And I go, oh, I'm just going to fucking report him. So I just reported him. Next day, he was off the leaderboard, he got banned because he was botting.
Was botting?
Yeah. And okay. So my friend, this was on a Thursday when we found out. My friend was like, I have a cold now. And I was like, what? He goes, anyone ask? I'm sick. I'm like, okay. So I go to school. He stays home. I go back. I'm like, what's the progress? He goes, just hit 98. I'm on the way. Like the guy below me, he's like 2 million EXP away. It's easy. It's in the bag.
It takes that
Next
much.
Day, he got like 99. And he was first to rank 1, 99 agility.
Nothing beats the orgasmic feeling followed by the extreme hollowness that sort of accomplishment gives you.
It's like jerking off and coming, honestly.
It's like that, but a million times, like, to the worst porn imaginable. It's like, I can't, like, you're jacking off to this like horrific porn. You're like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but goddamn, this is hot. And you jack off and you climax and it's just the best feeling ever. And then you would just, there's like a hollow hole.
And you look back over to close your incognito tab and you're like, fuck me.
Oh, there's like 20 tabs.
20 tabs. I never got into RuneScape.
Yeah, and I never got into fucking disgusting porn, but you know, here we are.
The MMO I was really into was MapleStory. I don't know if anyone here's played the original MapleStory pre-Big Bang, back when it was actually good.
Pre-Big Bang? Wow, that's super old. Holy shit.
No. Big Bang was an update they added to the game that just turned it into complete dog shit. But it was made by Nexon, the same fucking clowns that made Combat Arms, and made it so that you had to pay to kick hackers from your lobby.
Oh, okay.
So fucked.
Random, did any of you ever play Gunbound?
No.
No.
Okay. It was like a super old game that I remember playing, and it was like, it was kind of like Worms, but more advanced. Like everything had like a special way to attack. I fucking love that game. I dumped so much. It was, I probably had so many viruses.
How about Mabinogi?
Do what?
Anyone play Mabinogi?
Mm-hmm. How about anyone play fucking Glashkanoff? Anyone play that game, Glashkanoff?
I love that game.
That's a weapon.
I feel like we're just making up names right now.
Isn't that the sniper that you won a game with in Blackout that one time? Didn't you snipe a guy?
Something like that, man. I'm a fucking beast. I can't remember.
Yeah, you are
so
really.
So many times I've won games with snipers, bro. So
yeah,
like, fucking whatever.
Big farms.
Big farms.
Another important question. Currently, yep. I'm vaping, right? I'm vaping a Juul. Mm-hmm. And you recently acquired a Juul as well, to my knowledge, right?
I've had a Juul for a bit, but yeah.
He had a Juul when we were in Boston.
Yeah, but before that, didn't you have a normal vape mod? I see.
I have
right.
both.
Well, the question I want to ask you is, why did you start vaping when, like, what was the circumstances leading up to you vaping?
My roommate had a vape when I was in LA, and it tasted good. So I wanted it. I just like the flavor. I've like stopped using nicotine in my big vape just because like I just like the way it tastes.
So you didn't smoke cigarettes and then make the transition into
like
nicotine alternatives. You just like the flavor and got hooked on nicotine.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't even
nicotine's
know that
great.
Juicy had was even nicotine in it. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, I guess. I don't know. I was super ignorant.
It's just inhaling flavors.
Yeah.
Toby, just with the awesome plug, nicotine's great. Nicotine's
it is.
So I agree.
Yeah, so is meth.
Nicotine, no, dude, nicotine's, like, not even that bad for you and has so many benefits.
Oh, I don't know.
Besides a crippling nicotine. Addiction and a big money
yeah,
sink.
But who gives a shit about an addiction? It's vaping. It costs, like, nothing.
Yeah, plus we're going to die eventually anyway, so who cares?
Fucking $20 for 4 pods. I go through a pod a day.
Yeah, that's
because,
Juuls are expensive, but, like, normal vapes aren't expensive.
That's true.
Okay.
I think I've been using the same, like, cotton
yeah,
that I
started,
a year and a
I started,
half ago, and I'm talking. All right, you little shit. And I'm like still, and I spent like $20 on like 190 pads of cotton that I just put in my fucking vape.
It's cotton like a tampon for the vape?
Yeah, it sucks
yeah, pretty
up
much.
The juice.
It soaks up all the juice, and then the coil that is wrapped around the cotton, it gets heated up, and then it burns the juice off, and then eventually the cotton gets all gross, and then you gotta change it.
Ew.
Yeah, I started juuling. Juuling. I started vaping because I started that shit because I got addicted to cigarettes in college.
Yeah.
And I was like, cigarettes are not good. I was smoking like half a pack a day, and I was like, yeah, I'm waking up with phlegm in my lungs. And then my friend had a Juul, and then I fell in love with a Juul.
Yeah.
Love in first hit.
That's good.
But for all you fucking kids in my comment section and that are sending me emails saying,
I know exactly.
Should I start vaping? Should I get a Juul so I can be cool like you? No.
Preach.
If you're not
nicotine's
smoking
really bad for you if you're young.
If you don't have a fucking nicotine addiction already, don't willingly get a nicotine addiction, you fucking clown.
I would drop the
especially,
if I could.
Especially if you're underage.
Yeah, like I have people in my Twitch chat, they're like, I have a Juul. My Juul got taken away because I was vaping in like class or something. I'm like, why the fuck do you have a Juul
idiot.
If you're in school? Like, fuck off. You're stupid. I'm glad it's taken away.
If you're Juul in school, you're a fool.
Idiot.
And it just ain't cool.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything that rhymed. I'm glad you covered it up.
I went back to my first fucking high school. The fucking high school I graduated from. I went back there recently just to visit teachers and, you know, check up on them and tell them what I'm doing.
Just a flex. Basically,
I go there and I saw posters on the walls that say that they just have a Juul and a fucking big red X, like the big no Juuling thing. And it just said, like, don't Juul. It's an epidemic, dude. People are going around the hallways,
it's
ghosting
ridiculous.
The Juuls. People are hitting the Juuls in the stalls. People
it's
are
so bad.
Like, you get suspended for like 2 weeks.
But hey, but Juul's making so much money.
Yeah. Preying on children.
So is Juul like a brand?
No, they're owned by PAX.
Okay. I think they were owned by PAX. I don't think they are not anymore. I think they had a separation.
There's like one.
Are you sure?
There's one company own like the patent on Juuls. Like they're
Juul is a company, not a.
So there's not
thing,
like a Pepsi it? Version of the Juul.
No, there's other versions of like there's styles of the Juul, which is just like I think it's like actuate. Maybe that's the wrong word, but like you just pull it, like you don't have to push a button. Like there's a ton like that.
Right.
But like there's only one Juul.
It's like an iPhone, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the Juul. If no one wants the other shit, everyone wants the Juul because it's what everyone else has.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wouldn't recommend starting a duel. Everyone I've seen who starts a duel is addicted to the duel in like 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's literally, it's fucking 5 milligrams of nicotine.
It has so much nicotine in it, and it's so small, but it just packs a punch. You know, it's nuts.
You know, do you want to know something funny?
Hashtag ads. Come on.
The amount of nicotine in a duel, if you ingested all of it in one go, it would kill an average human.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you need 15... It's between like 50 and 60 milligrams is how much nicotine you need to kill a human. And that is how much is in a Juul.
I don't think that's right.
Well, that's what I read.
I feel like I've read that it's like 60 milligrams. Oh, wait, that's what you said.
That's what I said.
Never mind.
You want to know the most college thing I've ever seen?
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw a friend of mine. He had like this 3-foot bong. And he took out the piece of the bowl. And then he put the Juul in. Had his friend like... you know, cup the edges with his hand to make like a seal, and then he just started sucking. He took a fucking bong rip completely filled with Juul smoke, and he was on the couch like in a daze for 5 minutes. His legs were shaking. He was really, really fucking concerned.
Yeah. Too much nicotine makes you feel so sick.
Yeah.
I have literally no idea what nicotine even feels like, because I've never smoked or never...
Don't do it.
I've never had nicotine in my system. Of course I'm going to fucking do it. I'm not retarded.
You'll never be able to stop. Help me. Someone.
I'll do pot. I'll do LSD, but nicotine, not my thing. Oh,
that's a no-no from me.
I don't want to start doing meth and shit, man. Fuck nicotine.
Nicotine to meth. Nicotine's a gateway drug, dude. Yeah. Juul's a gateway drug. You Juul, then you smoke pot, and then you do meth. It's the cycle of life.
Yep. I'm on the pot phase right now. Soon, gonna be doing meth here soon.
Exciting.
Can't wait to get in the meth stage.
Let's do some meth. It'd be a great podcast story.
Yeah, that's what I'm not
so,
gonna do.
I was jacking off in this bush, and some fucking pig came out of the fucking end of the market, and he started chasing me, and then I fucking went over there and fucking smashed his head with a brick. It was fucking great.
You know, next thing you know, I'm stabbing like this guy in the neck over and over and over and over again.
someone came into my chat the other day, and they just go, acid's the one drug I'll never take. And I was like,
bullshit.
Wait, so that means you'll take like meth and heroin and all this fucked up shit?
It's all the table, but not that acid stuff, all right? That stuff's bad for you.
Oh, it's so funny.
Isn't there like pushes for acid to become used for actual medicine?
Someone was tweeting me an article, like it was on Good Morning America, like the other day. They were talking about how like acid is the new Xanax or something. Like it's fucking
no.
I saw they were literally talking about it on the news and like comparing the two and being like, well, it actually does have medical benefits. Is what I mean.
Yeah. The reason it hasn't happened earlier is because the government didn't allow people to study with it. So,
I mean,
like,
it's good. To be fair, in the 60s, people were taking acid and were like, no, we should dismantle the entire government. So, probably had something to do with it.
Swagger, I feel like, have you heard of the stoned ape theory?
Oh, yeah. That was, that wasn't Sam Harris, was it? That was the other guy. That was, forgot his name. Terrence McKenna. That was it. It was Terrence McKenna's theory.
That's
it. It was that as primates, like ancestors, they would walk around, they were hunter-gatherers, they'd look for scat and footprints, and then growing in scat would be psychedelic mushrooms, and then they would consume it as a clan and have massive sensory input, and then afterwards, the neurogenesis would make their brain more cohesive, and it would give them leadership skills like courage and... courage, and like bravery and you know, empathy.
Dude,
and then
literally
that,
leveling up IRL.
Yeah.
Fucking
one up, bitch. Now I'm a human, and now I burn fossil fuels and make my
and
planet a
complete disaster.
And that's
why all RuneScape players are stoners.
No, it's like Pokemon Rare Candy, dude. It's just it's the best thing ever. No,
I'm very into the science of psychedelics. I think they're very interesting. They do have medical benefits.
There's also like theories, isn't there, that like a lot of religious belief like originally could have stemmed from psychedelic mushrooms or things like that. A lot of like the hallucinations, like a lot of the I don't know, miracles, quote unquote.
I think that's still part of the stoned ape as well.
Oh, is it?
I think.
Yeah, the idea of God, religion, all that shit. I mean, you know, mushrooms. Psilocybe cubensis, I think, was mainly native to parts of Mexico. So a lot of the religion in that area, I don't know, I'm not an expert, but I believe it was influenced partly by the mushroom. And then that made its transition in like the 40s through 60s, I think, up into the U.S. But the Native Americans used peyote. They used mescaline.
Right.
And mescaline, you know, they'd fucking sit down in a dark room. They'd light tobacco and herbs. And they'd eat the peyote. They'd cut it up into like slices, and then they'd ingest it. And then, you know, suddenly, oh, I'm an eagle now. Oh, I'm flying above the sky. Oh, the mountains are converging into a giant mountain god. And then it grabs me and consumes me. And now I'm the whole universe. And then they'd come out of that and be like, yeah, you can call me Big Mountain Man, and that's
I am Chief Eagle.
Chief Eagle now.
I mean, they did have names like that, though, so it makes sense. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure there's also a ton of holes. But regardless, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any psychedelics, Karas? And if you don't want to answer the question publicly, we can cut this out, but I'm just curious.
I think, here's the thing. I have an experience of doing shrooms, but when I was thinking about it yesterday, and I don't remember actually ever doing them. It's weird. But I remember having, I don't know how to explain this, but like I remember doing them, but I also don't.
Dude, sounds like you got raped by a mushroom, my dude.
I might have, dude. I might have sat on a mushroom and just went at my ass and I had a trip.
Yeah.
And like.
Put some spores in your prostate.
Because I remember I was like, I started off in a truck, then all of a sudden I was going down like this white water like area with like a waterfall coming, and I was on a log trying to survive. And then I went over the waterfall, and I didn't remember anything else.
So it was like a hallucination?
I don't know exactly what it was, but like
you must have had a lot of mushrooms in that case. You would totally remember shoving like an eighth of mushrooms in your mouth.
I don't know. That's why it doesn't make sense.
Maybe. Wait, so you don't remember the actual like taking the mushrooms or who you would have done it with or anything? You just have this memory.
It's been a dream.
I have ideas on who I could have done them with, but I don't know. I remember like I have ideas on like where it was, but I don't know who was there. Like it's such a foggy memory that I don't know if it's actually real or if it was just some fucking crazy realistic dream that I've remembered for like years and years.
Well, I talked on the podcast before about like a really psychedelic dream I've had. This was when I was like a teenager, way before I'd even done any fucking drugs. Like super psychedelic dream that like reoccurs whenever I'm extremely sleep deprived. I was wondering if like maybe it could be just fucking something like that, but
I don't know. I've spent a long time since I felt like super sleep deprived, but I wouldn't be surprised if it came from something like that, because this was like probably I would say sometime 10 years ago. That seems so long ago, but man, I was 15.
Yeah.
And it could have just, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it was, but I'm just going to say with a firm no that I haven't done any psychedelics.
There's this phenomena that I think is interesting. I don't know if any of you guys have had this personally, but like try thinking back to like the earliest memories you have, like 3, 4 kind of thing. Now, I have a couple of memories. Like my earliest memory is me playing in a playroom with toys, like small plastic balls and blocks. Mm-hmm. But I remember it like very clearly. But the detail that freaks me out is that I remember it in the third person. It's really strange.
You are your dad.
No, but...
Well, I think that's probably just... It's probably to do something with your brain.
Wait, so you can see how you looked at that age in your
memory? Yeah, I was just a baby playing with blocks.
No, I can, you know, kind of understand that.
It was very odd. I don't know if it was a dream I had at that age or if it was, you know, actually a memory that, like, manifested itself, you know, through, like, another perspective. But that's phenomenal. A couple of my friends said that they have...
You can finish the rest of that short
sentence.
That
was a weird way of was that the end of the sentence? Because you ended it like you're about to keep talking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you have a theory.
I was going to let you finish.
No,
I just...
Okay.
I said it when you're like... No, okay. Well, my theory... I think what it is...
fucking complete...
I think what it is maybe because like you always just saw... You see baby pictures of yourself, so maybe you just imagine that. You imagine pictures of yourself doing things. They're not exactly pictures, but like, you know what I mean?
I get that.
Either that or you found like a hidden options menu that like we don't know about.
Yeah, you have a third person unlocked person. You have cheats on. But like because you've always like, you only really remember yourself as a baby through pictures, maybe that's why you see it in the third person.
Is that you as a baby?
Yeah, it's me as a baby.
Adorable. Little sailor swagger.
Yeah, look at that.
So wait, how old do you think you were in your memory?
I must have been 2.
I think the earliest memory I can think of right now is me in like preschool.
Weird.
I think that's
just a quick disclaimer to the audience. Obviously, psychedelics and shit, do your research. We have a whole episode regarding like our LSD experience.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that one, watch that before attempting to consume any psychedelics. Do your research. We heavily disclaim everything there and give you like a full idea of what LSD does and all of that, just so you're informed.
Yeah.
Plus, it was just a banger episode, so you should listen to it anyway.
Oh, yeah, totally. It was really fun.
Great episode. One of my favorites. Top-notch quality content.
Thanks,
loved
Chris. Man, I know you're such a fan of the podcast. That's
awesome. I rated it 5 stars and left a comment. You didn't pick me. That's why I almost didn't come on this week. I was really proud.
Hey, should I upload that baby picture to Twitter and say face reveal? Or do you think some fucking wacko is going to like get some aging technology to find out how I look like today?
It already exists, man. They'll put it in that aging app and like they'll just predict exactly how you look.
Oh, fuck that, and yeah.
Watch it be spot on, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably would be like, oh, yikes.
I don't know if you could digitally enhance a beard out of a baby picture.
I can see your face in that baby. I just find it hilarious. Probably. We're looking at a photo of Swagger as a baby, by the way, for those of you who...
They're wearing a sailor outfit.
No one can fucking see it because this is an audio podcast. But it's just funny to me. This kid has no idea how much weed he's going to smoke.
No idea.
How fucked he's going to be.
That's amazing.
All right, it looks like he might already be stoned in that picture. I'll be honest.
Stoned from birth. From the get-go.
He came out of the womb with a bong in his hand lighting it.
Fucking permafried.
All right. Well, we've been at it for like over an hour now. So
yeah,
we can wrap it up if y'all want.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug, Cryos?
Subscribe to my YouTube. Follow my Twitter. Follow my Twitch. All Cryos Gaming, because I'm good with branding.
All Cryos Gaming. Twitter.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram? Oh, good. Nice to mention it. Cryos Gaming.
Bam.
Everything is Cryos Gaming that I'm on. That's important.
Yeah. Make sure you guys subscribe to him on YouTube because his shit's fucking hilarious. And if you like our shit, you'll definitely like Cryos' stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's like the behind the scenes of what they cut out.
Hey, that's my channel.
I did it first. Fuck you.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.
You're right.
We've been the Misfits plus Cryos. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Tax is going to be fucking awesome.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.